Margarete Bamberger. Dear Benettler, finally, after such a long time, I've got a chance to write you a few lines. I would have written to you earlier, but here permission to write is only given for letters to very close relatives, like brother, mother, or father. A good acquaintance is helping me to write to you now. I have to tell you that both of my youngest children have died, and I've received all of your packages. Thank you very, very much. Dear Benettler, if you haven't any of my money left, sell the things bit by bit so that it's not that difficult for you to send us packages. Just keep my saxophone back for as long as possible. Maybe I'll be able to use it again sometime after all. And when everything's gone, then sell it too. Dear Benettler, when you can send us something again, then please put in cod liver oil, cough syrup, and a few vitamin C tablets for my children, and perhaps, if you can, a bit of washing powder and something against scabies. Mitigal is the best. Dear Benettler, you can write more often. We can't. Let me know how my sister's doing. When you write, then write to the old Gadjo, whose address is given as the sender. He'll give us the letter. Otherwise, nothing's changed. Greetings from Kinkel, Oscar, Hutschel, Tannemann, along with their families. Everyone also sends greetings to Weisskopf and Raupa, together with the children. Special greetings from Baro Naslepin, Elenta, and Marapin. So, when you write, please write to the address of the sender. He'll give us the letter. Please send a couple of guitar strings and saxophone reeds. Thank you so much again for the packages, and don't forget us. We'll make up for it, should the dear Lord ever get us out of here. We wish you all the very best. Dear Benettler, you don't need to write to Gacho anymore because he can't get round to giving us the letter. Write to us in the camp instead. You know the address.